Larry starting. Hi, and welcome to Anything Goes. I am Carrie Bradstreet, along with the Larry Berry. What do we want to call you today?
I am Larry Berry. I may not look like him, but I'm Larry Berry today. Or you can call me...
You're the younger version of
that's
Larry
That's right,
Berry.
Younger version of Larry.
Okay, we won't...
Not much younger, probably, but you can still call me...
Yeah, I think
Clem
so.
Cadoodlehopper or Randolph Galashevsky.
Yeah, Larry's enjoying Florida right now, and he was going to meet his son for the first time. On this vacation.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh, my
For those of
gosh.
You who've been paying attention, it was, it's been 3 or 4 months ago that he found out he had a son he didn't know about who's 55 years old. And he's meeting him for the first time on this Florida trip. So that's got to be
interesting.
Well,
I hope he took a lot of money with him because you got all that child support for all the
right,
years.
Right, to go back. That'd be quite a bit, yes. So,
that's okay. Larry's
rich.
Yeah,
I'd be curious to know how that all went.
Yeah, I know.
Hope he took some video.
Larry's very rich anyways. He's full of chocolate.
Oh.
Just don't squeeze him.
I don't know if it's chocolate that he's full of.
You know, that's very interesting. I didn't know that he had another son.
Oh, you didn't hear about that.
No.
Yes. This, I'm trying to think what his name is. His wife tracked him down and actually saw him on this show.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And, got his phone number from when Larry gets his phone number over the on one of the episodes and
nice.
Called him.
Well, I do know that he was married before.
It is not from that. It was before. It was in between his first marriage and when he married Sandra.
Yeah,
so
very interesting.
Yeah, in Flint somewhere, with some friend or something. So
well, I do know that doesn't he have a rental property in Flint too?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so maybe that was the house.
We don't know, but that's very interesting. I don't know
he had a fun
what
house
that would be
going.
Like if I found out like I had another sibling that was out there that I didn't know about. That'd be really weird.
That'd be weird.
It would.
Yeah. I think it'd be weirder for you than a guy.
It'd be weirder if I had a child I didn't know about.
That's what I mean.
Oops, somewhere I had a baby and didn't remember.
Maybe he was the first pregnant man. You know?
Don't even go there because that's real.
You know, speaking of real stuff.
Real stuff. What?
This is real stuff, you know. I've been out to stores lately, usually going to pick something up. And women will usually buy certain items when they go to the store.
Okay.
But now you go to the store, you're actually seeing all the shelves being emptied.
Like grocery stores?
Grocery stores.
Like food and stuff people are...
No, most stuff is more like...
Toiletries?
Toiletries, yes.
Toilet paper?
You got it. Huh. Ass wipe.
So why are all the shelves
stuff
empty?
Like this.
Are you going
They've
to
been
us?
They've nailing the water.
Why, people are
Everybody,
scared of a storm? I mean,
I
think we're done
are.
With the weather.
I think they got a big hype going.
Ah.
You know.
Hmm.
Well, you know, just like,
it.
You know, they mentioned about all these masks, people should wear a mask.
Oh, like the Chinese people do in Japan. You always
right.
see them walking around with those white masks on.
And they're saying there's a shortage of masks everywhere.
Interesting.
You know?
Okay.
I didn't have a problem. I stopped the store and I actually found some masks.
Oh, you did?
Yes. But I asked you to bring one, too.
I know.
But before we get the mask out, because we do have some items just in case for the virus. A way for you to protect yourself.
So masks because of the coronavirus?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Because I know that the threat is real right here in Michigan.
Well, I don't know if it's real or not, but...
I haven't been to China, so I should be safe.
Oh, I have.
All right, what do you got?
Oh, well, first thing I think we'll check out, I think it's by you.
What do you got? Oh, scissors?
Scissors?
And a bag.
Okay.
This
is actually a regular trash bag you can pick up at any store cheaply. And this could actually help you protect yourself.
Putting it over your head?
Well, kind of. This is going to be like a homemade hazmat suit.
Ah, you're the MacGyver of all
right.
this creative stuff, aren't you?
Could you hold it right there, please? Watch your fingers.
But you've just taken a bandana or something?
Yeah, we're trying to cut the fit. Those would be for your arms.
What?
Yes. Hopefully cut the right side. Now, we will hold it right there. Yeah, hold this right there.
Oh, this is interesting.
This here is going to be for your head. Hopefully it'll fit.
Okay. It doesn't look like it'd be very safe from any kind of airborne. Is this? Okay.
Yeah, could you put that on, please?
I have to put this on?
Yes, you got to put it on. You know, because a lot of people are running around these hazmat suits now. Well,
the whole hazmat suit.
They're doing everything these days.
Okay, so this is what someone could do if they don't have a hazmat suit?
Right. If you don't have a regular hazmat suit, you can improvise.
Okay.
And make your own very cheaply.
Okay.
Okay. Is that?
Black is supposed to be slimming, but I don't think it's slimming me at all.
We missed the sleeve, young lady.
Oh. I don't know how to dress myself. Okay.
There you go. Now that's a perfect dress, too. I think we could sell it, market it.
I think we could
market that as a dress. Plus, it's got a pull string here.
Oh, yes.
See? you can tighten it right up.
For privacy. Yes,
for privacy.
All right.
Okay, next thing.
So this, but wouldn't my arms then be exposed to any kind of...
Well, this is if you had something longer on, long sleeves.
Oh, if I wore long sleeves. Okay.
Right. Now these... You can save from your store and you go shop, and most stores are giving you plastic bags.
I use those
bags
to pick up dog poops, but yeah.
So do I. But I don't even have a dog.
You can pick up your own.
And bags come in kid sizes, too.
The problem is
white are the smaller ones, and the dark ones, you can't get white ones. I couldn't find them.
No, I don't think they do.
Yeah, so. But
so that's a kid size?
That's a kid size, 13-gallon.
13-gallon.
Now these, regular shopping bags.
Okay.
You can actually use these to cover your feet for your boots, your shoes, or if you're not wearing shoes.
Okay. But don't you have... Oh, duct tape. Okay.
Yes. You can
You are so clever, Randy.
Any type of tape.
Yeah.
You know, duct tape is probably the best.
Okay. So you put it over and duct tape around your ankle?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
That's the way to do it.
So this is what I would wear on a daily basis? Until there's a vaccine for the coronavirus?
Exactly. Oh. When you're going out in public, you want to wear this stuff.
Okay, and it wouldn't be conspicuous at all.
And if you do not have tape, these actually have some little handles on them. You could probably actually pull them and tie it.
Oh.
You know, rip it a little bit, stretch it, and probably tie it around your ankle.
Okay.
Same thing.
All right.
You know, this is just to help protect, because a lot of people like to spit on the ground. This will help keep your shoes or your feet if you're barefoot.
People are spitting on the ground?
No, they always do.
It must be a guy thing.
I think it is.
I don't think I can even form spit in my mouth. My mouth is always dry. I always got to keep water in my mouth.
Well, I like beer myself, but these are everyday things that you can actually get
cheaply at
a store and use.
I need to get more duct tape. I don't have duct tape.
It would not cost you hardly anything.
Okay. And that would keep me safe.
Now, the next thing, because everybody's crying about these masks. Should I wear a mask or should I not wear a mask?
Yeah, does that really keep you from breathing in germs and stuff?
Well, I do believe the mask is actually there to protect you from somebody maybe licking your face.
Oh, I was going to say from recognizing you.
Or recognizing you. That's why I wondered if you brought a mask.
I did, but I didn't know what you were talking about. So when you said...
Is that the one? Can you reach it?
Yes. He said, can you bring in a mask? Maybe something that your grandkids have. This is the only mask I had.
Perfect.
This could be a hazmat mask.
That could be, because look at the eyes.
Yeah, I can see.
I like that.
I can see. Okay.
Or we could actually use you at one of the basketball games or football games as a mascot. What do you think?
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, I could be on the Masked Singer.
That's right. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I could be on the Masked Singer.
Let's hear a couple lines of nothing.
Except for I'd have to have someone fake my voice because I can't sing.
Well, just sing a line of something. You're the Masked Singer today.
What's the song? I don't even know. One of your songs.
We represent the Lollipop Kids.
Oh, we represent the Lollipop,
Kids. The Lollipop Kids. The Lollipop Kids. Perfect.
Oh, speaking of Maxed... The Masked Singer. I've watched this the last two seasons. It's really kind of fun. But I also watch, what was the show I just saw this guy on? It's not America's Got Talent, but Maybe it was The Voice. It was on The Voice, and there was a guy who sings. He's actually from Saginaw. He's 50 years old, and he sings these rock songs, and they are so, he's so good. And he's going to be in the competition. I thought, yeah, you could have him sing with your band because you do all those kind of old songs. Yeah, he did. Right. He did Jukebox Hero.
Oh, that's a good tune.
That's when he did. If you could Google it on YouTube and see him.
Foreigner.
His name is. What is it? Todd Michael Hall, something like that.
He's from Saginaw, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's really, really good. Yeah.
What is that, about
still
kind of
got his 80s hair still, but wow, he was just amazing.
Yeah, I still got my 80s hair. It hasn't fallen out yet.
It just took me back to the hair bands. It really, really did. It's like,
you know, I used to have hair about as long as yours.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I'd love to see that.
I used to have curly hair, too.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How does it stop being curly? Just once it got grayish?
No, because I went and had a perm.
Oh, you had curly fake curls.
Yeah, fake ones.
You know,
the funny part about it, though?
What?
Everybody was mocking me when I did it.
Uh-huh.
But then they noticed all the girls like to put their fingers through it. The rest of the band members did it.
No!
Yes.
So you all look like little bozos?
Exactly. Then I went back to straight hair. I said, have fun.
Interesting. Oh, I remember the days of the perms.
Oh,
yeah. Because yes. I always had curly, wavy hair. And I always hated having my hair flat on the top. And I just always thought that I looked like a boy or something. I don't know what it was. And so I would get perms so that I would have some more curls kind of on the top of my head. So I had done that for a while. And I remember how...
Bobby pins?
I did do the bobby pins. But now I just, like, this is me fresh out of the shower. I got home at 5 to 5. I thought, I need to leave in a half an hour. So I got home, took a shower, tried to dry my hair, and got here just in the nick of time.
Now, if I was Larry, I would have said, could I be in the shower with you?
Right.
Yes. But anyways, back to the mask.
Okay.
Since you are the mask singer now.
Yes.
So we have a choice of mask here. Here's one that easy to find at the stores.
And this is supposed to protect me from the coronavirus?
Well, kind of. I think this will keep people away from you.
It's going to help me spread the virus and no one knows where it came from.
Exactly. They're not going to know who you are because you spread the virus.
There we go.
Here's another one.
Oh, I could be a puppy, a dog. Yeah, I got dogs.
And everybody's favorite for the party.
Oh, yes. I could definitely be this.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people probably have these type of masks at home anyways.
Right.
So you don't have to run out.
So if I see people walking around like this, these people are paranoid about the coronavirus.
I think so.
So
yes.
I can just laugh.
You'll fit right in.
And if they have something on like this, they think they're being safe, but
exactly.
They probably are very, very safe anyways.
I would say so.
Yes.
The
chances of getting the coronavirus are so, so super, super slim.
I think more
unless
people,
you went to China or were friends with someone who came back from China and you interacted with them.
The key thing is don't be licking somebody's keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or make sure you wash your hands.
No, it's another good tip is taking those wipes, the disinfecting wipes when you go.
Out to dinner or something?
Or when you go to a hotel or anything, wiping the remote controls. That's something
definitely
already think of. Anything that's in there. Door handles, anything like that.
That is
because you don't always think about those things. Although anytime I leave my house and come home, I always wash my hands. Even if I stayed in my car the whole time. It's just like I have that habit. My mom had ingrained me when we went to the store. You got to wash your hands. You were at the store.
That's right. Wash your hands.
And I really don't get sick.
No.
Yeah. Even when my husband gets sick, he kind of had the flu, and I don't get it.
A lot of people get sick from other things, from food.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one of the things to watch out for at a restaurant is people that are making your food to have long fingernails.
Oh, I didn't think that would be. Is that allowed?
I don't know.
You certainly can't get gloves on those kind of hands.
I've seen them a few times, people with long fingernails, whether they're fake or real. Making and serving food, that is a no-no.
Yeah, I don't.
Those are the type of places you want to stay away from.
Yeah, I don't get the, how you can function with long nails like that.
I don't either.
I mean, a lot of them, they're doing something on a keyboard, and then it's like, click, 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 click.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, what if you have, like, an
itch? Oh, wait a minute. Telephone. Hello, Mom? Send me some money. I think it's for her.
Yeah, and just common stuff, just to, like, to tie something. It seems like those nails would just be totally in your way.
I know. So
I don't get that. And I've seen toenails. People do that with toenails, too.
Ooh, gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to have a
lot
of holes in
your socks. I've never been
one
that ever did anything with my nails, just because I would always be breaking them and doing stuff. They're kind of started growing after all my projects, and it started getting back to normal.
See?
Now I had to file them down.
Now maybe with the scare of the virus, maybe people think twice about chewing their fingernails. You know,
that's
a bad habit.
Yeah. It's not a habit I have. I never bite my fingernails.
I don't have that habit either. I got a different habit.
I pick my nose, but does it? No, do I have to keep this hazmat thing on?
Well,
are we safe in here?
I think we're safe. I think you can take it off.
All right.
But you want to take it home and show the neighbors.
Well, I could maybe just kind of bedazzle it or something.
I think you could.
Make it a little bit more attractive.
I think you could.
No, but, I did hear that a lot of the hardware stores and stuff that would sell those kind of masks were running out of them, that a lot of people were rushing to kind of do that.
And it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, and plus a lot of people with water, too. They're trying to stock up a lot of water.
I don't like when people...
I got a water faucet, and there's nothing wrong with that water.
Yes, I just think, why make people worry for nothing?
I know.
It's not a threat. And even if you did get it, I mean, the odds of dying from it are super slim, too. I mean, you can get the regular flu
and die from that.
Yeah.
And more people die more from the regular flu.
Right.
And also automobile accidents.
Yeah.
You know.
So. You just never know. But, yeah, it pays to just try to be proactive and just try to always be clean. And
exactly.
I saw someone had posted on Facebook, and I thought it was funny, that the one good thing about having the coronavirus is now men are washing their hands in the public restrooms. I say, I know. That way, I always was suspicious of that. How could you be in and out so fast? Did you wash your hands?
Because I play pool on certain nights. I'm not going to mention what league.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, every now and then, you know, because you shake people's hands, you know, for a good match,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially if they won or if you won,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's part of the game. Well, you happen to go to the bathroom with certain people, you know, and you notice when they're walking out that
they didn't wash their hands.
They did not wash their hands. And that's the person that you are going to be playing a match against.
Oh.
Yeah, and they expect you to shake their hand. I don't think so.
Yes. And there's even signs that say employees must.
Wash.
So gives them a thought. But I just can't even comprehend not feeling the need to wash my hands. Even if you just walked into the bathroom waiting for somebody, just the germs and things that are in there.
Gross.
It's like, oh, people.
It's bad.
It's bad, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you see what you'd see. Women do that, too. I don't see it as much anymore. Might be like a teenager or somebody, but you're thinking, you didn't wash your hands. You need to wash your hands. Or you have the ones that are at the sink for like 5 minutes. You know, they're doing the real thing, getting out of the nails and having to rub it for a long time. I'm like, I'm not that bad. Get a little soap and some warm water on it and
just
air dry and
kick open
the door with your butt so you don't touch the handle.
Exactly. And if you don't feel comfortable, bring a hanky all the time. Oh, that's another thing.
Oh, no.
I forgot to tell you.
Oh, I can wear a hanky on them over my mouth?
You should make sure that you have a nice long hanky, too, for your snozola. In case you got to blow your nose a lot. This is another thing that you should carry.
What?
Yes.
My husband carries handkerchiefs. I always
Maybe he needs something like
he
that.
He does. I'm thinking,
you want to
carry around a snot rag and then you put it back in your pocket?
But at least this one's long enough. You got
a lot of
choices.
He's got a ton of them and the puppies love them.
Well, see, what's nice about this one here, though?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what color is coming out of your nose. You can pick and choose and hide it.
Hide it. Exactly. Yeah, so I probably generally would probably be in this tone.
Yeah.
I guess if it's here, you've got something, an affection going on. Exactly. Right? Yeah. If you got this, where I, somebody hit you.
Yep.
And you got the blood coming out. Yeah. Very.
Then if
very
it's
nice.
Then if it's blue for a guy, he's probably got blue balls.
And it's showing on his
nose.
Nose.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Because teeth are floating.
What? Oh, Randy.
Oh, shame on you.
Oh, Randy, Randy, Randy. So what else do you want to tell everybody about who you are? Tell them about your band. I know
my
that.
My band.
Yes.
Well, I have a band and I play with most of my brothers.
Was it your brothers who all got the perms with you?
One of them.
Oh.
And then there was Jim Truskowski and Richard Powers. Richard already kind of had curly hair anyways, you know, but he only got a perm too.
So it did was Jim. Popular.
So
yeah,
did my brother,
like the
Johnny.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that.
Then these guys went on to Glitter Click, putting glitter all over their face. Yeah.
Interesting.
I never did the glitter, sorry to say.
Yes, but you're, is it all just your family that's in the band, or do you recruit? Oh. If someone else comes in as a drummer, maybe? So sometimes you'll introduce. When you play, you'll introduce.
Well, that's because everybody in my family pretty much plays.
Okay.
You know, and now and then, my little brother Phil will sit in with us.
Oh, okay. How many brothers do you have?
Four. There's five boys.
Oh, five boys. Oh, your mother. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I know. Our whole family is musically inclined.
Is that
all
right?
Our cousins.
Or you think you're musically inclined?
Yeah, we think. Good point. We think.
No, but you do like classic rock kind
of
stuff.
We do a lot of classic rock. And actually, back when I used to play with long hair
mm-hmm.
and all the guys in the perms and stuff, I never knew this. I always wonder where people got these cool-looking shirts.
Okay.
You know where they found them?
What, in the street? Where?
Woman's clothing store.
Oh. What, like tank tops or T-shirts or something?
Oh, you find the shirts that got cool-looking stripes on them everywhere. If you look at a lot of the 80s bands, notice what they're wearing.
They're right. Yeah, you're right. There
Think
are
about
some
it.
Really tight shirts with a shorter sleeve.
You
sleeves.
Got it. It's from the women's clothing stores.
Oh, my gosh.
And I never knew that until one day somebody said, where do you get these things? They finally told me. He said, that's where everybody gets them. You know, so.
Huh.
You know? And it's funny, too, as I walked in the store, I was looking around. The girl goes, what are you looking for? And I says, well, I don't know, some sort of a type of striped shirt that I could wear. And she goes, oh, you're in a band. Oh, I'm sorry. She must be in a band. I said, you're right.
Interesting.
She goes, we get a lot of you people in here.
I wonder if it started out with someone who was really thin, and they
Possibly.
Had to shop in the women's department to get shirts, and then someone else said, hey, that looks really cool. Where'd you get it? Oh, I got it here. And pretty soon, everybody's like, the cool
it
stuff's
is.
in the juniors department at the department store.
See, it is. One of the other cool things is parachute pants came out. I think Sammy Hagar was the one that started that trend.
I remember parachute pants.
Well, we used to get them too, wear them in the band. And one day my brother, the bass player, John, we were at this party afterwards, and he sat on one of those heaters that were against the wall.
Did he melt himself?
Yes, it melted right to his legs and his butt.
Oh, my God.
He had to peel him off. He was hurting.
Oh, did he have like skin that was kind of ripped
Oh,
off?
Yeah, it was like, on the skin. You know,
oh,
it melted quickly.
Oh.
So after that, we quit wearing them.
Yeah.
Is there a fire hazard? Didn't realize it.
Yep, I remember my brother mm-hmm. did something like this at a bonfire, and his kind of melted his tennis shoes. They were too close. It's like, you don't think of that kind of stuff.
No, you don't.
And he also... Also in high school, he caught his hair on fire when one of the chemistry things or whatever. He didn't
oh,
even know
yes.
it, and someone was telling him, ah.
Yeah, I did the same thing with the grill.
He's kind of scary. And you had to watch for candles, too. I used to be kind of nervous. You're like, oh, I don't want to burn my hair.
It was funny, too. I wanted to go get my hair cut to see if she could fix it, and she laughed. The lady that cuts my hair.
Yeah, it stinks. It has a, it did. It does. And then it's all hard and rough or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I had no eyebrows, no eyelashes. It was all gone.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, accidents happen.
So you usually play at Eastern Hall. That's where I've seen you.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times we play there.
And
our next gig would be up in Sparta at the Bow Tie.
Okay.
Right now, I've got a bunch of people on vacation.
The only thing about old classic rock songs is a lot of them are hard to dance to. And when I go places, and I like to dance. And some of those songs aren't conducive to that. Some of them are like the old, remember in high school when you had the after school dances or whatever at the football game, you had those dances and you had those 5 minute long, you know, Stairway to Heaven and those kind of songs. And you get the smelly guy would be the one that asked you to dance, and you're dancing for 5 minutes. Like, oh, please, when is the song going to end? the good old days.
You know, we actually got an 80s gig we're going to be doing pretty soon, too, in May 30th, down at the Boat and Canoe Club. Oh, that one there is going to be a lot 80s? Of 80 tunes.
Oh, okay. Any newer ones that you haven't been playing? Have you added more to your...
Oh, these are songs that you probably did not hear us play.
Oh,
that we'll be playing.
Oh, nice.
We're still in the process trying to pick them out.
Oh, I can give you some suggestions of some good ones to dance
to. That would
be
good. We need suggestions.
Uh-huh. But they have to be ones that are kind of in your range of, like, singers and stuff,
right.
Not something that's like a female band, like... like the Go-Go's or something.
Yeah.
Couldn't pull that one off.
Well, you never know.
that could be kind of fun.
Tie a couple rubber bands. Yeah, we might be able to sing that.
That's cool that you still keep up with this. Like I said, with that guy that was that singer, when he said he was 50, he didn't really look 50, although, you know, I had the long hair. I'm thinking, this is so cool that they can still sing and still do this kind of stuff. You know, even into, you know, their later years.
That's right.
It's like, I still haven't figured out what I can do. I'm already on the other side of the hill, so I need to hurry up.
Right now, I'm trying to grow my hair out a little longer.
For what?
Because we're going to be doing a Civil War reenactment coming up.
Who's we?
Matt Grzyczak and I.
Just the two of you?
No, we're going to have other people in it.
Okay. And then you're going to get uniforms? Or somebody making uniforms?
No, we're going to have to get uniforms.
And what side are you on?
I don't
North
know
or the South?
Yet.
Hmm.
I haven't figured that out yet.
Interesting.
Yes. We already have a lot of the footage, you know, of reenactment parts
I don't remember where I was, but I remember traveling somewhere and coming across... Where is a place where they do some of those reenactment stuff?
We do have a lot of footage of that we already done.
That's very interesting. The only other ones I've seen is
and I
when,
can't
on
tell
TV.
You what it's about because I don't want to wreck it.
But do you try to actually recreate a real, a real battle? And
yes.
So you try to keep it, you know, to that. If this person died, you have to die. And if you know if this person won, then that. If this side won, they have to win in your reenactment, or you can change history if you want.
No, this has nothing to do with history.
No?
Nope.
Well, then what are you reenacting?
If it's anything, it's going to make you cry, I think.
What, to see all the people that died in the Civil War?
Or what's going to happen in between the stories somewhere.
What?
Yeah, it's a tearjerker.
Okay.
Yes.
I'd be interested
At least
to see this. Okay. Very interesting.
Well, you might be in it.
Oh, really? Pioneer girl?
What? You got it.
Well, I am actually a daughter of the American Revolution, which means I have, I think I said this to Larry, great-great-great-great-great-grandfather fought in the Revolutionary War.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So I have lineage that goes down that way. So I'm sure I'd be on the north side.
Well,
the North, the Revolutionary War is, no, it's just it wasn't the North and South, that's Civil War. The Revolutionary War, it was, although I've got English and German and stuff in me.
No Indian?
Not that showed up on my DNA thing. mostly Western European.
You know, I think I'm part of the Indian tribe.
Oh, could be.
The Hekawi tribe.
The what?
We're the Hekawi.
We're the Hekawi. Oh, Randy. We're just getting silly now. Well, we have a nice intern that is doing our boards today. And she was going to take a bus all the way to WKTV to do our show and go home. And I was like, I feel so bad about that. But mm-hmm. we're glad to have met her. And I told her about that show that we wanted to do, Public Access, the show. Remember we talked about that?
Right.
I said, yeah, she can be in it if she wants.
There you go.
Yeah. But I have to learn my lines and how to look like a meth head for that skit now on at Laugh Fest.
Well, I can make you look like a meth head.
Oh, so say, yeah, maybe that's, I will need you to do that to get the look. I'm going to have to work on kind of the mannerisms and, you know, whatever yeah. a creaker would
I can definitely make like. You look like a meth head.
Okay, good. Maybe I'll count on that then. Sunday, March 15th.
Yes, if you want me to make you look like a meth
yes.
head, I can do that.
Yes. Because I really wouldn't know how to do that. Chris was saying, just black out a tooth. And I'm like, can I be like a nice, attractive looking person?
Ain't no such yeah, thing.
No. It's like, do you have to be meth? Can it be weed?
Yeah, meth heads are bad.
Yeah, that's.
No, I think it was very nice of Maddie, though, since you went to pick her up and you had that flat tire, she changed it for you. That's pretty nice.
Yes, and I totally got lost downtown. And, you know, she got out. She stopped at there was a guy collecting money. She stopped and got directions from him. Tipped him a quarter. Did what, a quarter, Maddie?
And, you tipped him a quarter and you took 50, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, so.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah. But Larry should be back Thursday, right?
Yes.
So I think Thursday. We'll go back to our regular schedule on Tuesday afternoons. So.
Well, I appreciate you letting me fill in for Larry today.
Yeah, it's kind of get out of the routine. We're on such a routine, and then we kind of had a big gap in there. Mm. And now to get back into it, it's like, I'm not doing any projects at my house. There's nothing to talk about. It's like,
Well, you know, I did make a mess out of his house.
We talked about you a lot. He talked about you a lot, about you doing his kitchen and nailing his sliding door shut.
That was his fault.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, actually,
he blamed everything on you.
Actually, he's the one that put all them holes in
the
door.
I know. That's what we figured out.
I tried to tell him, I says, you don't have anything behind here. And he goes, sure I do. He goes, it's right here, right here, right here, right here, all the way all over the place. You know,
so made a pegboard?
And it wasn't a nail anyways. It was a screw. It was holding the cabinet up in the corner and it just caught the edge of his door.
Oh, it was just one little one? One screw that caught it?
Well, it was actually probably about 3 inches long. It's a cabinet screw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it holds it up at the top. You know?
That's too funny.
So, yeah, but he put all the holes in the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he definitely made it sound like you were the one who didn't know what you were doing. And I figured I knew the truth.
Yeah. And he didn't even know he had a door there.
I know.
A hidden door.
Right? Yeah. Who knew? Yeah, that'd be,
it's
one of those ones that go into the wall, right?
Exactly. The pocket door. I myself, I just thought it was an opening there because. I never seen the door, and they never said anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until I says, God, Larry, this thing's kind of hollow here. It's like, there's nothing, no studs. What's going on here? There's got to be a stud, he says.
And that's when he started drilling.
He says, and I go, I don't know. I says, usually they're every 16 or 24 inches. And I says, unless you got something weird going on. You know, and he goes, oh, maybe they took it out and redid it when they brought something in here. And I says, well, if there's a stud, you find it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no stud.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, it sounds like he's gotten his house all kind of updated and new carpet, new bedroom furniture. We heard all about his problems with the Bob's furniture and the delivery people and what have you. But it sounds like he's got his
even the
place
cabinets.
All updated. The cabinets were a problem too?
Oh, yeah. Some of them came in and they were wrecked. I told him to check all the boxes. Some of them were bad.
What happened? We don't have customer service anymore.
They wanted me to switch out the parts and fix these cabinets. That's not my job.
That were delivered broken?
Yes. They wanted to give him parts to fix them all. I was just, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's a little shady right
it
there.
It was. And I think finally they put their foot down and says, well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And they got some new stuff.
Say, we have a podcast, and if you give us crappy stuff, we'll blast you on our podcast. There's going to be 13 people that are going to hear that and not want to buy your covers.
That's right. Did he ever show you a picture, though, how it turned out?
No. No.
He should ask him.
Yeah, I will.
I used to have a picture on my other phone, but my other phone died.
Okay, I'll have to do that. I'll have to show you the pictures of what I did at my house.
Oh, okay.
It's like, don't look too close. Because I didn't know what I was doing. I just kind of made it up as I went along. But yeah.
I'm finally almost finished with mine. I'm working on my stairs right now. After I get that done, I got...
I know how to do stairs now. I did. I took the carpeting off and had to saw off that big chunk that's in the front of the steps, mm-hmm. you know, that are carpeted steps. That was the hardest part.
How come you took that off?
And then I made them to match my wood flooring. So then they're... Yeah.
Okay, so, I see.
Yeah. So
makes sense.
Yeah, they look okay, I think. But if anybody who probably knows what they're doing, they're like, that didn't look right.
Not really. People don't do that.
Well, I hope not. Well, maybe it'd be my dad, because he's used to be a construction and carpenter. I'd tell him, don't look. So
that'll be fine. As long as it holds the weight.
Yeah, I'll have you guys over.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah. All right, so we want to wrap up today, Larry. Larry Jr.?
Yes, I'm Larry.
All right, well, I guess normally me and Larry, we have our, what we say, the never-ending goodbyes. And when Gene was doing our board, he'd keep track of how many times we started to say goodbye and then get off track.
Oh, okay.
And then we were up to 5. So it's usually my fault. Because then I think of something, and then we get on a whole nother subject.
And then
we look at Gene's, like, what time is it? Oh, yeah, we'll start wrapping this up. And next thing you know, we're on to another subject. So I'll try not to do that here. We'll actually say goodbye when we need to say goodbye.
Okay, just make sure you get a picture from Larry about the kitchen.
I will.
And it turned out very nice.
I still
nice.
Can't understand how you have time to do be in a band, play pool, you do home remodeling, and then that's on top of a regular
job.
I don't know.
Maybe I don't sleep.
That might be it. I was going to say, I don't know how you can do that.
No, actually, I don't think any of my brothers sleep.
Really?
Well, except
you don't need
Norm.
It? You just don't need a lot of sleep?
No.
Interesting. I do.
I think on the average, all of us probably get 3 to 4 hours if we're lucky.
Wow, and you can function?
I don't know about functioning.
That's the problem.
Exactly, that's the problem.
I don't know, you need to get more sleep.
Once in a while, it catches up to you.
Sure.
You know, on like certain days, on a Saturday or Sunday, I'll get up, sit back down, and next thing I know, I'm out like a light. That's when I call out to me.
Yeah, if you can fall asleep anywhere or sitting up, that means you're sleep deprived.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you need to catch on your sleep. But, all right, I'm changing topics. All right.
All right.
Thanks for watching. Thanks, Maddie. It was nice to meet you. And she's an art student. And she is a volunteer here. And hopefully we can incorporate her into either our podcast or our TV show.
There you go.
So, anyways. Well, thanks again. And
I can give you a manicure.
A manicure. Can you come cut my dog's toenails? I have the hardest time. They do not let me do that. I will appreciate you making me look like a meth head. Because I think if I'm in that character and like that, I think I can, you know, perform it better if I kind of feel and see what I look like. So,
no problem.
Be fun.
Especially
okay.
after I give you a bunch of downers.
It's not method acting. I don't have to do that.
Okay.
All right. Well, very good. I'll see you Saturday then, right?
Saturday.
At the banquet?
At the banquet. We
okay. Probably see Maddie there too, maybe.
And I am bringing armadillo and a shell.
I know. You said that, but it just, I don't know. It sounds like something I'd be allergic to. Or just put it in away from some of the other foods so it doesn't, you know, contaminate it with there's allergens. Because okay. I've never had... Just, armadillo and doesn't sound gluten-free. Yeah. So.
Just as long as you know, I will wash my hands.
For sure. Maybe bring some gloves.
Exactly.
Food gloves. All right.
Yep.
Welcome again. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time, hopefully, with Larry.
And I am Randolph Gawaszewski, and this is Miss Carrie Bradstreet.
Goodbye. Good night today.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes.
Larry always says Merry Christmas. That's how he ends.
Yeah, I wonder
all.
Who Santa is.
You're fine.